the flexible schedule a little bit. I have a wedding tomorrow afternoon, so I'm not going to be able to give beer. So I asked Rabbi Lapion. So he's going to give tomorrow, and I'll give today. And Hilchas Chanukah. Let's get into Hilchas Chanukah, where, according to all shitas, as we learned in Maseches Pesachim, according to all shitas, we are now within the time frame to prepare not only a month, but we are within 2 weeks of Chanukah, which is next Thursday night, Be'ez Hashem, is the first Ner, a week from Thursday night. So let's get into halachas. The best way to prepare is the halacha, the agada. So we'll be focusing on the halacha today. So hopefully if you have a Mishnah Berurah there, great. If not, I'll be saying everything outside as well. But it'll be Al-Seder HaMishnah Berurah. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Simon, Tuf Reish Ayin. Tuf Reish Ayin. B'chafei B'kislev. Maschilin Shmonis Mechanika. The 8 days of Chanukah start. Vasurim B'hespet V'tainis. Isurim of eulogies and fasting. What is not allowed to give a eulogy or fast? Aval mutar b'asiyas malacha. The Rabbanan do not have the power or the authority to create an isur malacha, and therefore it's mutar b'asiyas malacha. It's a chag de Rabbanan, and they can institute isurim of hespen and tainus, but not an isur malacha, and that's why it is mutar. V'noah goes hanashim shlavasos malacha bocha nerus dolkos. There's a minhag for women not to do certain malachas while the candles are lit. That's not such a common minhag b'zman hazeh, just like the minhag of women not doing certain malachas on Rosh Chodesh is not such a common minhag b'zman hazeh. But either way, where does this come from? The Mishnah Berurah quotes the earlier poskim. It's to remind us that we're not allowed to use the candles. Right? Asur lish tamesh b'hem. So there's certain malachas that will minimize, so that'll remind us. Okay, well, that's generally not done b'zman hazeh, but again, it's easier also b'zman hazeh in that in the days of old, candles were candles. And you had some candles that were used for light, and there were some candles that were used for Hanukkah candles. So if you have the Hanukkah candles, it's confusing. They kind of look similar. Bizman hazeh, we have our Chanukiah, as it's called in this country. Menorah, as it's called in Chutz Laaretz. And so you know. No, you're not going to come to use those. If you know it's us, you're not going to use that for light. Besides the fact that we have other types of lighting. But either way, that's where the minhag comes from. So it's the Hanukkah. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Rambam about the story of Hanukkah. Yes, Hanukkah is Durabanan, but there is an idea in the Achronim. The Chasam Sofer has this idea in one of his tshuvas that if somebody just ignores Hanukkah, just regular days, that's a bittul asei daraisa. Bittul asei what asei daraisa? The kiyum of lahodos lahalel, or the kiyum of recognizing a Kaddish Baruch Hu and the halel and the hodah, that, you're right, the event itself and the details of the holiday itself are derabanan, but the kiyum is a kiyum daraisa of giving halel and hodah to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So it could be the halel, or the candles. The Rambam's lashon is that we light the candles, and through the candles we're mahalal Hashem. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That idea is a daraisa idea. The Shulchan Aruch continues and quotes the halacha that we know that the Chanukah is not a day where there's a chi of seuda. Ribu ha-seuda shemar b'mehem seudas rishus. K'shelo kavom l'mishta v'simcha. Remember the language of the Gemara? We did this last Tuesday night. Right? My Chanukah L'shana Acheres Kavum, they were Nikva, the days of Hanukkah were Nikva, for not for Mishta and Simcha, but for Lahodos Lahalo, to thank Hashem. Spiritual thanking. So why is that? Why didn't Chazal make a Chiv Suda? You have a party, you want to make a Chiv Suda. Why is there no Chiv Suda on Hanukkah? Only on Purim? So various answers given. One of the more well-known is the Lavush. The Lavush says, well, the Takana parallels the danger. On Purim, there was a physical danger. Haman wanted to annihilate us. And therefore, the celebration is a physical celebration. Our lives were physically in danger, and therefore, the celebration is a physical celebration, and there's a chi of Seuda. But on Hanukkah, there were some physical dangers too. There was the war, but at root, it was a spiritual danger. If we would have said, okay, we'll all become Hellenized, then they would have let us, nothing wrong, no war. Right, just be like us. They didn't want to destroy the base of Hamikdash, as we said. They didn't want to kill all of us like Haman. It was a spiritual danger. So when we were victorious, the Rabbanan were not misakein a physical celebration for the spiritual victory. So the real answer is that, you know, so we should have extra spiritual pursuits on Hanukkah. Just so happens that we probably learn less on Hanukkah than the rest of the Zman. But, you know, that's also, you know, we have to have a spiritual reach spiritual heights even through the other events that take place, whether it's singing and dancing and eating, but to try to use that to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what the holiday is about. Ramadazad, you should be marbik sas. Sheish ksas mitzvah, bribui seudos, bishunda, ba'osan, yamim, hayu chanukas, mizbeach, because during Hanukkah is when the Mizbeach was nischanech and it was started again, and therefore to commemorate that, you should be marbe besuda. Right, there's a minhag of eating sufganiyot, and so the pashtus is why, because there's a lot of oil, it reminds us of the oil of the menorah. But Rav Shlomo Zalman suggested that why is there a minhag of tafka sufganiyot and not a chi of seuda? Because sufganiyot, you have to say an alamichya, not benching. And there's one phrase in alamichya that does not appear in benching. Even though alamichya is called bracha me'ein shalosh, right? A bracha, it's a summary, but there's two words in alamichya that does not appear in benching. The almas bechacha. The mizbeach is mentioned. Says Rosh Hashanah, we want to mention the mizbeach on Chanukah. So have that extra sufganiyah, it's okay. It's okay, it goes to the Neshama Yisera. But that's to mention the Mizbeach, and that's why we have the, Shlomo Zalman says, that's another idea where that Minhag Yisrael came from, of having something Mizonos. But again, obviously, Limud HaTorah is crucial on Chanukah also, even if we don't have our regular Siddurim, and if it's a time to be able to be out and to be celebrating with the others, we should still be Koveya Seuda, Koveya time for learning. The Bir Halacha does quote, actually, let's just finish the Ramah. The Ramah quotes, V'nog en lomar zimiros es hishbachos, besuda shemar b'mahem. The minhag is to sing and to say divrei Torah at the Suda, and that makes it into a Suda's mitzvah. Right? Anything that, if I make a Suda spiritual with Torah, with singing, inspirational songs, so that makes it a proper Suda. The Bir Halacha quotes from the Maharshal, Sheroi shasimcha tiyem uravis ublula besimcha sa Torah, v'al tibato mikvi uscha. In the place of songs that bring us close to Hashem, they're marbim b'schol kartin. They play cards. They play other games that are not connected to. Doesn't say dreidel. They play other games that are not connected to ruchnius, and therefore one should be careful about that. All the poskim. This is where they talk about gambling in this siman. That's where they talk about the issues. The Arachayim. Arachayim. Context when they talk about gambling is in this siman. Yaradeya obviously has, and Choshen Mishpat has other context. Just one note, once we're talking about the games, the Bnei Yisachar has a really cool thought on the dreidel, the difference between a dreidel and a grogger. You would think, okay, it's just toys, right? No, the dreidel, if you spin it normally, right, you hold it from the top. A grogger, a rashan, it's held from the bottom. That symbolizes Chanukah and Purim. Because by the dreidel, which you hold from the top, right, Hashem inspired us, right, it's Arusa de la'ela, and then we came and did tshuva. Purim, we started it. We fasted for 3 days. We started the tshuva movement, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and helped save the day. And that's why you hold it from the bottom, symbolizing the awakening from above, the awakening from below, the difference between the dreidel and the grogger. That's the Bnei Yisachar. Okay, but either way, that's a little background. This image just gives a story, a little background about the holiday. Okay, now let's get into some of the actual halachas. Taf Reish Ayin Aleph, the halachas ner Chanukah, vakam anachasot. Tzorach lizar ma'od, v'halachas ner is Chanukah. Wanted to be very careful. With the mitzvah of ner is Chanukah, v'yafilu ani hamispardis menash stoka. This is from the Rambam. Even somebody who gets supported from Staka, Sholom Ochre Ksuso, he has to sell the shirt off his back for Lokeach Shemun Lahavik. Most mitzvahs you don't have to do this for. Most mitzvahs you don't have enough money to buy an esrog, okay? You don't have an esrog. You don't have to sell the shirt off your back for an esrog. Right? The Rambam says they have to sell the shirt off your back for Halakha Thiris Chanukah. Where does he get this from? The Magen Mishnah on the Rambam says because he compares it to Dalad Kosos. Dalad Kosos, mitzvos of Persume Nisa. Mitzvos of Pirsumei Nisa, one has to sell the shirt off their back for. The Magen Mishnah says he gets it from Dalad Kosos. What's the Biur HaDavar? So the Avnei Nezer writes in the Tshuva, Pirsumei Nisa is what we would call a result-oriented mitzvah. It's all about the result. Lulav and Esrog, I have to shake. It's about the Maisa Mitzvah. So if you can't do it, okay, you didn't do it. You're an Ones. Hashem will give you the credit as if you did it. You really wanted to do it. But you can't say that by a mitzvah Pirsumei Nisa, where it's about publicizing the nes. So people say, hey, what is that? And they start asking what's going on, and you start talking about Hashem. So there, it's the result oriented. So you have to do everything you can. And that's why even selling the shirt off your back for Dalet Kosos, which is Pirsumei Nisa, and for Neiros Chanukah, it doesn't mean you have to sell the shirt off your back to get 8 candles on the 8th night. One candle, as we know, the Ikar Adin. One candle, which is the Ikar Mitzvah, as we're about to talk about. So how many candles? Halacha Beis, Sif Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch. It's fascinating that the Gemara, as we know, has three different levels. The Shulchan Aruch only quotes the third level. Only quotes the third level. Kama Neiros Madlik, Balayla Risha Madlik Echad, Bekad Ve'elach Mosav Aholich, Ad Echad B'chol Layla. Right, you go light, add one each day. Achron, Yiyu Shmona. Right, you light 1, 2, 3. We pass the night Beis Hillel. You go up every night 1 to 8. The Afilu Imrabim Mivdei Bayis Lo Yaliku Yoser. Even if many people are in the house, you don't light more. 1 to 8. That's the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Rama quotes, no, everybody in the house lights. V'yishrom to call Echad Mivdei Bayis Yadlik. Everybody in the house lights. V'chinem Minag Aparsha. That is the minag. Right. The Ber Hetev points out this is one of the few. Very few cases where the Shulchan Aruch quote Paskins like Tosfos and the Ramak Paskins like the Rambam. 99% of the cases, it's exactly the opposite. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Maran, the Rambam. And the Rambam Paskins like Balik Tosfos. Here's the opposite. The Rambam says, depending on Machlokas, how you read the Gemara, right? You have Neru Shubesa, one candle, and then you have Neru Kalechad Ve'echad, Mahadrin, and then you have Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin. So the whole machlok is in the Gemara, whether level 3 is building on level 2 or level 3 is building on level 1. So the Shulchan Aruch says, and Svaradim have the practice, one Chanukiah for the family. That's it. One Chanukiah for the family. Doesn't matter how many people are in the house. There's one. The father lights the menorah. That's it. I remember when I was in the Kollel in YU, Rav Schechter always tried to find, like, light the menorah in the Beis Medrash. If there was a Svaradi in the Beis Medrash, you know, you get him to light, because everybody else is going to light in their dorm room, right in the hallway. But if there was somebody that wasn't going to light, so he wanted to be mechabed and give him the opportunity. But again, that's the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Shita of Tosfos. But the Rambam says everybody in the family, you go by the number of nights and the people in the family, and even though there'll be a lot of candles in the window, that's okay, and that's the minhag of the Rama. That's the minhag of the Rama. There is a difference, a little difference between the Rama and the Rambam. Not for now, but the Brisker Rav makes a big deal about this. The Rama says everybody lights. And everybody lights their own Chanukiah in the house. The Rambam says, yeah, you have to light per night per family, but the Baal HaBayis lights all the candles. Eight people in the family, so the Baal HaBayis lights 64 candles on the eighth night. All the Chanukiah. That's a machlokes Rama and the Rambam, but really the Rambam posits like the Rambam maker did in terms of the number. And the Rama adds, V'yizaru litein kol echad ve'echad neirosav makam yuchad. One should put, even though you have so many candles, you should put it in a separate place so you know it's L'shei Mitzvah. And again, Bizman Hazeh, that's easy, because if you have a Chanukiah, that's a Makam Yuchad. You're not just lighting it on the windowsill, on a table, and it can be confused with other people's candles. Yeah.
Is the reason why a Sephardi would light out in YU's Kollel because there are other people lighting in the apartment building, or because back home his parents are lighting?
Because he's not going to get to light. His parents are being Yotzeim, but his parents are being Motzeim at home. But here, in the Beis Medrash, you know, you're lighting for the Zibur.
It's not because in the dorms there are going to be many...
No, people are going to light their own in the dorms. People will light their own in the dorms. We're going to learn in 2 minutes, Beis Hashem, about lighting in the Beis Medrash. Lighting in a Beis HaKnesses is a separate lighting. It's a separate lighting, as we'll see. Okay. One, Sif Dalet, the Rama says, again, not so lamaisa bizman hazeh, your candle should be in a row, shouldn't be in a circle, right? You want to have a nice circular Chanukiah? No, you light it straight in a row. Where do you light it? Sif Hei, Ner Chanukah, Manichol, Pesach, Hasamach, Lur Shazarabim, Mibachut. So when one is lighting in the house, you have to light it outside next to the door facing the outside or the chutzer facing the outside. That is the greatest spot of Pirsumei Nisa. There is a machlokes. What do you light it from the house to the chutz, the door to the chutzer? What do you have the chutzer in front of your house? So do you light it at your doorway going into the chutzer? Do you light it at your chutzer going into the street? Discussion in the poskim. But again, somewhere looking towards Rosh Hashanah. A window. If the window is the place that looks to Rosh Hashanah, so then that's where one lights it. If one is in a dorm, then you don't have a chutzer to light it, so you light it somewhere, wherever the yeshiva tells you to light it. But But mishum safety issues. But again, it's going to be in a place where one sees, whether it's probably in the dorm, in the hallway, you know, somewhere in proximity of your room. So then that could be your makom hamiyuchad, as we will, as we'll talk about soon. Upshas hasakana. The Shulchan Aruch does quote in Sif Hei, at a time of danger, which is the language of the Gemara, that they weren't able to mekayim the mitzvah, menicha shulchan avadayo, they started lighting indoors. So that is a very common minhag in Chutz Laaretz. In Eretz Yisrael, many, many people light outside. Like the Ikar Adin in the Tefach HaSamuch LeDeles, right, close to the door. In Chutz Laaretz, almost everybody lights indoors. Somewhere, hopefully near the window. If one lights on a table inside the house, then one is Yotze. One is Yotze, based on the Gemara, that the Takana, at that point went inside. Minicha al Shulchan of Adaya. Why didn't it go back outside? That's a kasha, that's a question. The Mefarshim deal with it. But either way, as that the, we would say, even if it's Pesum and Issa for the people in the house, B'di'eved, that is okay. But Lacharchila, to put it in a place where other people will be able to see the, candles. The Shulchan Aruch says it's best to be put it between 3 and 10 tefachim, but as long as it's under 20 amos, it is okay. So we should light it on, light it on a table, light it on a place where people can see it, and that is the best place. Mitzvah l'anichos, Sif Zayin, betefach hasamach lepesach mismo. So the, Medina de Gemara, you light it on, by the doorway opposite the mezuzah. Right, when you're going out, the mezuzah is on the left and the chanukiah is on the right. Betefach hasamach, doesn't have to be in the doorway. Betefach hasamach, so you'll see, hopefully you'll get to walk around a little bit on Chanukah in various neighborhoods. You'll see it's beautiful. There's a lot of like these glass things that hold the chanukiyot in them, that we are mekayim the mitzvah of tefach hasamach lepesach, right near the doorway. There are a lot of agadic thoughts that we could talk about that, but tonight we'll try to stick to halacha, and then we'll have more other time. Ube beis haknesses, the Shulchan Aruch continues in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, manicho bekosel darom. Right, there is a minhag of lighting in shul on the south side of the shul, because that's where the menorah was in the heichal. The menorah was on the south, so we light it on the south side of the shul. And this is a huge chiddush. Umadlikin umevarchin. We should pursue Menisa. The Shulchan Aruch himself, who says, we don't make brachas on minhagim usually. Right? Svaradim do not make a bracha when they say hal on Rosh Chodesh, because that's a minhag. Right? So usually, there are no brachas on minhagim. The Shulchan Aruch says, on this minhag, you make a bracha. You make a bracha on lighting in shul. What's the difference between this minhag and others? Again, good kasha. It's connected to the Beis Hamikdash, but that is the halacha. So we light in shul with a bracha. It's usually done between mincha and ma'ariv on a lechatchila with a minion there to be able to see the lighting. If it's Friday night and you're running late and the minions, you know, it's going to get close, you just light it without the minion. Just light it without the minion. It's more important to make sure that one doesn't come close to violation. So that's in terms of placement. So again, placement is for everybody here will be the place that's close to your makam yuchat, which would be like probably in the hallway. I think it's where it's going to be in the hallway near the dorm. I think that's where it's right. That's where it sets up. Outside the rooms? Yes, outside the rooms. Yeah.
Is it better to get within a tefach of the doorway or on the left side? Because if you have roommates, then...
Meaning if you could get it on the other side, on the same side as the mezuzah? It's also okay.
Which one's better?
If you have other chanukiyot there, it's okay. You don't have to fight it out. I mean, you can switch off if you want every night. You get the left side or not. Okay, that's in terms of the placement. Time. Tafrei Shayin Beis. Zman alakas ner chanukah. Eim alakas ner chanukah kodim shdishka achama. Ella im sof shkiyasa. Very unusual phrase. The Gemara says, when should you light? Misha tishka hachama. What does that mean? Misha tishka. Does that mean at shkia, at sunset? Does it mean once the sun has set? Misha tishka? That's why there's so many different minhagim. Vilna Gaon and those who follow him light at shkia. Right? Others, the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, no, it's later. Not too early, not too late. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that's Seis HaKochavim, the Shulchan Aruch says. So what time is that? So they say the Chazon Ish said 20 minutes after Shkia. That's when you light, you try to get both. A little bit after Shkia, enough to be considered Seis. And that is the minug of many, to light it a little bit after you know, somewhere in that time. In Yerushalayim, many followed the Minhagim of the Gra, as many Minhagim of the Gra were accepted in Yerushalayim, especially regarding tefillah. And that is why in Yerushalayim, if you have cousins in Yerushalayim, many of them probably follow the Gra and the light at Shkia. Right at Shkia. Still light outside. Light at Shkia. I would say probably the more common minhag in many places is to light right after Ma'ariv, which is after Ma'ariv, you go home to light, or right before Ma'ariv, about that time, which is Seis. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, if you didn't light earlier and Seis comes, Yakdim l'tispalo Ma'ariv. Dehu tadir v'gam yishba mitzvahs kriyashma shehuda araisa. Tadir v'sheno tadir, if you're not lighting at Shkia, so David Ma'ariv first, and kriyashma's daraisa. Therefore, that would take precedent. Even if you're going to light, though, after Ma'ariv, you should set everything up beforehand so that right after you come back from Ma'ariv, it will be ready to light. Again, one should try to do their best to light at that time. That's the earliest. Well, not really. What's the earliest earliest? Earliest is, as we know, Plaga Mincha. At the halfway point between Mincha Ketana and Shkia, Plaga Mincha, sometimes it comes up, A, on Friday night. Friday night you have to light before Shkia. And what if somebody is going out? Comes up often. Somebody's going to call up, we're going to a Hanukkah party. Maybe this year will be less. But we're going out somewhere. We're leaving after Plaga Mincha. We're not coming back till 12 o'clock at night. So what's the best time? See, if somebody's coming back at 10 o'clock at night, 9:30 at night, I'll probably say, you know, light then. If you're leaving an hour before Shkia. But if you're not coming back till very late, there's not going to be anybody on the street anymore at that time. So you can light after Plag, and then you have to have long candles or a lot of oil just to make sure it lasts till afterwards. But that's the earliest time to light. That's the earliest time to light. When is the latest time? When is the latest time to light? So they say that the Bris Kerov used to check before Hanukkah every year, you know, when was the last movie showing at the movie theater down the block? The Bris Kerov, right? What did he check? Why did he do that? Why did he check when the last movie was getting out? Because he wanted to know when Achatich L'Regel Manashuk was. Right, that when the Gemara says you can have to light Hanukkah candles until people stop walking around. So he wanted to know, when are people going to stop walking around? So maybe that was in his day. Again, L'Chadchila, we should light it as early as possible, when it's nighttime. But B'di Eved, Tich L'Regel Manashuk B'Zman HaZeh is much later. It's much later, as long as people are walking around. People could be walking at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, in the dorm, you know, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whatever it is. So if one needs, again, one hopefully shouldn't rely on that. But sometimes it can come up in certain cases, as we'll talk about soon. But again, that's the issue. If one is home, this is a serious shaila. Let's say one comes home very late. You'll be here this year. Let's say somebody walks into their house. They're the only one up. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you should light and you should wake up some family members for pursuing Issa. Others are like, I don't know, that's maybe, you know, candles are about Shalom Bayis, right? The Shabbos candles beats the Hanukkah candles, as we know, Shalom Bayis. So maybe it's for you too, but you should stay up and look at them a little bit, but hopefully this won't come up and everybody will light earlier. Okay, what else could we do? Oh, and how long does it have to last? It should last about, I don't know, half an hour minimum, which means those tiny little colorful candles are not good enough. Especially when you're lighting in a dorm near other people's candles and lights, it's even hotter and it goes even faster. So again, there's different ones that will be provided beforehand. We'll be able to buy. I think Osherad has it. Whatever, we'll bring in if people need. Usually have the ready-made, the pre-packaged. Those are the best. Pre-packaged. The no amelus candles. But it's okay. You could have amelus in another areas. Yeah.
Nowadays, we're lighting the people inside anyway. Why does it matter when people are walking around outside? Can it just matter if people are home?
But still, we still try to do as connected to the Ikar Adin as possible in terms of the time, in terms of the place. We try to do it. Yeah.
Also, like nowadays, what time would that be until people are still like walking around the
show? At least a couple hours after it gets dark, depending where you are.
Right, like if you're like in crowded place or whatever, like.
Right, it could go very late. Again, but this is all b'di'evit. It's all b'di'evit. You should light it as early as possible once it gets light, once it gets dark. Tafrei Shayin Gimel, the types of shemen upsilos that you're allowed to use. So, as we know, highest level is shemen zayis, olive oil, mitzvah ben amuvchar. Mitzvah ben amuvchar. This is different than, let's say, Shabbos candles. Shabbos candles, you just want a beautiful light. Whatever the most beautiful light is, many people use all different types of fuels to give beautiful light. But Chanukah, because the nes happened with Shemen Zayis, that's why L'Chadchila, Shemen Zayis is a mitzvah min hamuvchar. And again, it has to be enough shemen zayis to be able to last at least for half an hour. Now, make it a little longer if you're, you know, lighting near other candles as well. Can one use candles? Yes, candles are fine. Just use the taller ones. That'll make sure that they last with enough time. Tavrish Ayin Gimel has a couple of other halachas relating to the lighting. Lefisha Asur Lashtamish B'ner Chanukah, Neiros Chanukah are usur to get hana'a from. We're not allowed to benefit from the Chanukah candles, except spiritual benefit. That doesn't mean learning next to the candles. You're not allowed to learn next to the candles. But one could look at them and try to get spiritual aura from the candles, right? That benefit is okay, getting spiritually inspired by looking at the candles. But other than that, they're also, that's what we sing in Haneris Halalu. One of the oldest songs that we have outside of Psukim. Haneris Halalu is from Masechah Sofrim, which is very early, even before the Mishnah. But it's an important song. Yeah.
What if you're like on a plane and you're going to miss?
If you're on the plane, yeah, and you're going to miss a night?
Yeah.
So we're going to get to that. If you see, you can't light on the plane, they'll throw you off. Right, they'll throw you off. But we'll get to if you're going to be traveling, right? If you're leaving before it comes up, if people fly. If you're flying before, if you leave your house before Plaga Mincha, it could be that you're a traveler and you don't have a house. You don't have a house. It could be that you don't have a chiyuv. Okay, unless you see one, and then you can say the Berachas Haroa, as we'll see soon. Okay, so that's why we have a shamish. Also, the Shulchan Aruch says Nogam Halig Ner Nosaf. We always have a shamish, an extra candle, just in case if we get hana, we could attribute the hana to the extra candle. Shemishtamish laora yehi nor alora nosaf shu oso shehudlak acharon. And you should put it maybe in a separate place, a little higher, a little separate, so that we don't get confused with the number of nights. Sif beis hadlaka ose mitzvah. Hadlaka is the mitzvah. This is a machlokas in Masechah Shabbos. Hadlaka or hanacha. What does that mean? Hadlaka ose mitzvah. When I light the candles, all the conditions for the mitzvah must already be in place. Meaning, if I only have a drop of oil in and then I light it and then I pour more oil in, now it's going to last half an hour and I wasn't yosei. Right? I have to have enough oil in when I light it. Or it has to be in the right spot. I can't light it above 20 amos and then bring it down. Hadlaka ose mitzvah. Right? Where does this come up? Lamaisa often? I light at them in this glass box outside my door. So you have this front thing that you lift up to light, and then you put it down to light. But if it's all up, so then when I light, if I would leave it like that, it's not going to last half an hour because the wind's going to blow it out. Right, if it's all the way up. So I try like to have it as much down as possible and just have like my hand underneath, right, so that it's really like covered at the moment of the lighting, because hadlaka ose mitzvah. You have to make sure that it is all the conditions are set when you light. If all the conditions were set and then something happened afterwards, so for example, somebody's plays basketball in the driveway and knocks over the Chanukiah when they know they're not supposed to on Chanukah, at least give me half an hour. But if that ever happened, you know, one would be yotzei the mitzvah already, because when I set it up, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't foreseen that would happen, and then one was yotzei. You can relight it if you want. There's no need to. We pops in kufsa ein zakagla once it was lit. But either way, that's the idea of hadlaka ose mitzvah. What else can we talk about? The Me'ikar Adin, one is allowed to light miner l'ner. What if one of your candles went out? You could use it to light one of the other candles. The minhag is not to. The minhag is not to. You just light it from the shamish. You don't light from ner l'ner. Tafresh Ayin Vav. Brachos. The brachos on the candles. Hamalek b'leil rishon. The first night, this year, Thursday night, three brachos. Three brachos. Lahadlik. The Maisa HaMitzvah Sha'asa Nisim, which is the bracha which symbolizes Persume Nisa, and that's the bracha of Shevach, and Shechianu. Those three brachas are said the first night before one lights the first candle. All three brachas are said before one lights the first candle. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Starting with the second night, we don't say Shechianu. And there is a machlokes haposkim when you say the brachas. The Ramah says you say the two brachas before you light the first candle. That's the Ramah. V'yivarech kol brachas kodem she'asach lahadlik. What's the chiddush? Even though she'asa nisim is a birchas shevach, which is usually a reaction to something, But because it's connected to the Birchas HaMitzvah, that's why the Rama says to make both brachos before one lights. They say Rav Soloveitchik and others thought that maybe you should say, Lahadlik has to be said before you light, but maybe Sha'asa Nisim, you could do a little of both. You can light it after the first one, but before the other ones, if it's after the first night. So again, you should follow your father's custom, whatever your minhag is, you should follow. Again, the Rama says, though, to light all of them beforehand. If one forgot to make the bracha or any bracha before they lit, something, if you forgot Shechianu, right, or Sha'as Anisim, something, you could still make those brachas as long as you're still lighting. As long as you're still lighting, you could still make the brachos. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. You can make a bracha even on Hidur Mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that one should sing Haneros Halalu during the lighting of the candles. During the lighting, that's after the first one. I wouldn't start singing before you light the first one. That's a hefsek. So Lahalig Ner, L'shaz Anisim, light the first one, and let's say it's the fifth night, then after you light the first one, you start singing Haneros Halalu. If one is in a situation where you want to sing it all together after everybody lights, you're allowed to wait. Right, you're allowed to wait. You don't have to like sing Haneros Halalu, Lahachas, you know, that I want to get this kiyum of the Mishnah Berurah. No, you can sing it all together. That's also a kiyum for everybody to sing together afterwards. But again, theoretically, though, it's nice to be mahader and have the singing during the lighting. Good. We continue. Yascha lahadlik b'lel rishon banera yoser yimini. The first candle that we light is the one that's all the way to the right. All the way to the right. And every new candle, we start at the left and then go to the right. Why? Because in Yadus, you always go to the right. Kolpino shatapona in apolona el derech yamin. You turn around for Boy B'Shalom, turn around to the right, you go around to the right. The coin goes up the Mizbeach, Tali, right, make a right. You get up top, even if you go into the northwest corner of the Mizbeach, you know, you go up, you make a right, you make a right, you keep going around. So you always go to the right. So that's what we do. The Vilna Gaon argues, he says, how can you make the bracha on the Hidur Mitzvah candle? You should make the bracha on the Ikar Adin candle. So again, one version of the Gra is that you always make the bracha, I don't know anyone who follows this, maybe people who follow the Minhag Gra, you make the bracha on the most right one first. Then you go all the way to the left, and then you go to the right. So you get the Ikar Adin, and then you get Kol Pino Shatapona. That's not the Minhag of Klal Yisrael, most follow the Shulchan Aruch, which is you always light the new one, and then you move to the right. But it's important to remember, we don't want to violate Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos. You don't want to pass over Mitzvos. So often, we're standing in front of our Chanukiah. In my right hand is my candle. And then, let's say it's the fifth night. And I have to go and move my hand all the way and pass over all these candles. So when you make the brachas, your hand should be in front of the candle that you are going to light. That means you're moved over a little bit to the left. Your hand is right in front, and then you light, and then you go straight across, so there's no violation of Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvos. Tamim Mvarach Lanosav Shumor Lanes, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Achsanoi. So Achsanoi, again, many different details that come up. Our Minog, Achsanoi, a guest in someone's house. Our Minog is generally, everybody brings their own Chanukiah, and you light wherever you are. If you didn't have one, you could probably give a pruta, give a couple of agurot to the host and be yotzei with their lighting, but Klal Yisrael has taken it upon themselves to light their own chanukiyot, and therefore you are lighted. Especially if you have your own space, you know, you should definitely light it there. Women, that's a big shiloh. Women are obligated in Chanukah and Neres Chanukah. Right? This is one of the three. Afenoi boso anes. Married women, there are different minhagim. Married women. Single girls have to light. Married women, different minhagim, right? Some are yotze with their husbands. There's an Ola Shmuel that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Ishto Kugufo. But in some circles, married women don't light because, you know, of various reasons. Again, a topic of a separate shiur. But again, one should follow the custom of their family. Good, we continue. Tavrish Ayin Ches, Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. You know, if one has only enough to buy one buys Ner Shabbos. Why can't you use it for both? Because they're opposites. Ner Shabbos has a mitzvah to use. Ner Chanukah is also to use. So you have to choose one or the other. So Ner Shabbos wins. Shalom Bayis wins. If that's the only one that you have time for. I forgot to mention by Achsanoi, again, things that come up Lamaisa. if you're somewhere at night, but you're not sleeping there. You're somewhere for Shabbos. It's not going to happen this Shabbat. I think Shabbos Chanukah is in Shabbos. And then so you'll be out after. But let's say you're somewhere for Shabbos and you're going somewhere else. Let's say, I don't know, one of the nights of Chanukah, you're somewhere at the time of lighting, but you're not sleeping there. Do you light then? Or do you light wherever you're going when you're sleeping? That's a serious shiloh that comes up all the time. So yeah, I would say it depends how late you're going to where you're going and how long you've been where you are. If you just stop by at a family for an hour to have some sufganiyot and then you're going somewhere else, you don't really have a kfiyas there. You can light there if you're going to eat there and stay there a little while. But if you're going to get to the next place, before it gets crazy late, I would say just to wait and light wherever you are. I would set an alarm. It's a shaila about eating before you light. So nowadays, I would set an alarm on your watch, on your phone, to so you don't forget to light. If you're going to want to eat something beforehand, just set the alarm before one starts eating. Motzei Shabbos, if you're going to go somewhere else from after Motzei Shabbos, so again, how long? Rav Shlomo Zalman says you were there for Shabbos, so you could light even though you're going to leave an hour later. Again, different shilohs that come up, but if you have a certain kfiyas at a certain place, then one would be able to light there. Good. Tafresh ayin tes. On Erev Shabbos, we know we light Hanukkah candles first in the house before Erev Shabbos. There's a lechatchila. One should really try. There's a lechatchila of davening mincha gedola on Erev Shabbos Hanukkah. They'll probably have it in yeshiva because you don't want to light Shabbos Hanukkah candles and then daven mincha. It's kind of hard to do the sasri. You look Hanukkah candles, that means it's Shabbos that day, and then you're going to daven mincha. So there is lachadchila. It's not ma'akev, but there is lachadchila to daven mincha gedola. Right, that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes at the end of the siman. Kasva achronim denachon lachadchila yishpal mincha tchila v'yachar kach yadlik. But again, that doesn't beat tefillah b'tzibur, the poskim say. If you don't have a minyan beforehand, so tefillah b'tzibur would take precedence. In shul, as we know, we light the... We light it Friday night also. Motzi Shabbos, there is a question about Minhagim. Most shuls first, those shuls that make Havdalah, I would say. Right? Most shuls, at home, you first make Havdalah, and then you light Hanukkah candles. In shul, because everybody said Atachor Antanu, so one would light Hanukkah candles and then Havdalah. But again, at home, Havdalah comes first according to most. This is Machlokas, the Taz argue with the Mechaber and the Ramah. But again, that's the... a detail that comes up at home. Alanisim, we know we have to mention Alanisim in benching. We have to mention Alanisim in tefillah. One does not repeat Alanisim. Either way, one should try to remember it. It's a halavoda. I think I heard B'Shem Rav Aaron Cutler that I think in Lakewood, I've never been into the Lakewood based medrash, Eschatoi Ani Maskir Hayom, but I've heard that they do a Hechik Dusha every day for Mincha. Hechik Dusha, that's they call it the Minhag of the Yeshivas. Bittul Torah, that's the excuse. Rav Schachter is very against. This is a takana of Chazaras HaShatz. But I heard, B'Shem Rav Aaron Cutler, that Dafkan Chanukah, there's a full Chazaras HaShatz, because you want to get Alanisim, Persume Nisa. I think it's quoted in Nisha Yisrael, in the Sefer Antfila. But again, one should be aware that Alanisim is a kiyum of Persume Nisa, and therefore one should try to remember it. All days of Chanukah, we say full Hallel, Gomer Nesa Hallel. As we said before, that might be a Kiyam Daraisa of Hallel Vahoda. Koshmon is Be Chanukah, there's no Tachnun, Lamnatzeach, Sido Kadin, Vechulu. And we have the laning of the Nesiyim. Interesting, a trivia question. You're going to know it because, you know, it's this time of year. But, you know, in 6 months, remember this question to ask at the Shabbos table that you're at. What is the only day of the year that sometimes you say Hallel and sometimes you say Tachnun? The only Hebrew date of the year that sometimes you say Hallel and sometimes you say Tachnun. So there, people either always say Tachnun or always say Hallel. So Gimel Teves, right? It depends how many days of Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh Teves, because if Teves is a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, so then it's an extra day of Chanukah, and then Gimel is after Chanukah. Or Gimel could be the last day of Chanukah. But either way, that's the... we don't say Tachnun. The Gaonim said Tachnun on Purim. The Gaonim said Tachnun on Purim. They said Tachnun is a special koch tefillah of Tachnun. So Tachnun doesn't have mazel. For some, it's one of those tefillos that, there's... Somebody else pointed out. There's certain simchas. There's certain internal, like feelings. Like certain people, certain, like if you're like not affiliated, you can't understand. It's like when on a Monday, Thursday, when you hear the chazan go straight to Kaddish, it's like a certain feeling of like, come on, what do you mean? We could all admit it. We'll admit it. But again, the power of Avuhu Rachum. Anyway, but on Chanukah, the power of Chanukah and Hallel overrides the power of Avuhu Rachum and Tachnun, and therefore we say Hallel, and we don't say Tachnun. Okay, I think that's it. Anything else? Any other questions? Yeah.
If the Shamash goes out,
you cannot relight it from your Ner Chanukah. Because the Ner Chanukah, that's a din, and the Shamash is a minhag. You don't have to relight your Shamash. You can if you want. Yeah. You cannot relight it from the Chanukah candles. Yeah. You can. You can have one Shamash for a few. There's no Me'ikar Adin. You don't need it. Yeah.
Where did the idea about Chanukah Geld come from?
Chanukah Geld. That's a good question. Where did it come from? They say Chanukah presents might have come from a different holiday. Again, we try to use the... they say, I have to look it up again, but I remember they think they say it's kind of like when they were learning Torah. Where did dreidel come from? You know, they heard that, I don't know if it's a medrash or a legend, but probably a legend that they, you know, when they thought they were learning Torah, but when the Greeks came in, they didn't want to learn Torah. So, oh, we're just playing. So maybe that's where the geld comes from too. Reminds us of what we did to cover up our learning Torah. Let's try not to cover up our learning Torah. Let's try to do our best. Yeah, but anything to help the family feel good with each other, I think I'm supportive of. It's important family time, and you know, presents or other things like that. You know, if it's done in the proper context, I think it's okay. Okay, we'll stop here.
About the fact that dreidel originated in the 16th century in Germany.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
that's the
Bnei Yisrael.
Who lives after that?
Probably not from